This is what I received really late last night before midnight, and I wasn't sure about it, and then I believe the Lord confirmed it today. The title is called Rules of Engagement. Rules of Engagement. The battle belongs to the Lord. That's 1 Samuel 17:47. We need not fight in this battle, for the battle belongs to the Lord. We do good warfare for the Lord. Now, I need your full attention on this because I don't want you to miss any of it. And this is huge. Emotions or senses is not to be the gauge of when to do warfare. The seven sons of Sceva is a prime example. We'll read that. This is Acts 19:14. And there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priest, which did so. Well, let me go on up. They were seeing that Paul was performing miracles. Verse 11. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. So from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus Christ, whom Paul preached. And there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jew, the chief of the priest, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so they fled out of the house naked and wounded. Remember what I said, emotions or senses is not to be the gauge of when to do warfare. 1 Timothy 5:22 says to lay hands suddenly on no man and not be partaker of another man's sins. I'll read these scriptures for the record. Anyway, 1 Tim. This is 5:22. Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. And I'll explain in a minute what that means. Okay, 2 Corinthians 10. Verses 3 and 4. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. That's your mind, will, and emotions in work here. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So this warfare is God ordained. It is not based on emotion. It's not based on what you think. Okay, keep that in mind. 1 Timothy 1:18. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. Warfare of the spirit is not of the emotions. Has nothing to do with the emotions. Like I said, Ephesians 5, I didn't put it in here, or 6, where it talks about the armor of God. That's where the armor is really there to protect the mind that didn't get in the way. Okay, consider this. Maybe you get attacked a lot more than you should because you allow your emotions to engage. Your emotions make you vulnerable. It's not an emotional thing at all. It's a spiritual thing. Neither of the two shall meet. 1 Corinthians 9, 7. That's what the Lord said to me. If you'll keep your emotions out of everything, follow the Spirit, you'll find that you'll probably have less warfare. Okay, 9:7. Who goeth a warfare any time at his own charges? Who planteth the vineyard and eateth not of the fruit thereof? Who feedeth the flock and eateth not of the milk of the flock? So we're not going to war at any time for ourselves. Being led by the Spirit. That's when we engage in warfare. Oh, then and only then. Armies do not just engage in warfare just for the heck of it. No, they wait for the headquarters to hand down the orders. People will pull on you, but we cannot afford to engage. God is the one who takes hold with us to pray out His engagements. He has a battle plan for everything. Our problem is our emotions get involved and we start going, but I better be good, I'd send you to hell, you know, stupid crap. Just stupid crap. Choose your battles wisely and be careful who you listen to. If they get your emotions all riled up, that is not good. That's why we should not fret about the things of this world and the things that are happening right now. We know the one that's really in control. That's God. Let the Holy Spirit take the lead. We don't know how to pray or do warfare. Emotion has always been so mixed up in it. Okay, Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. He knows everything. Okay. God has us speaking over the DAs of only the 17 counties. He said, do not add to it. Well, you hear something out there and before you know it, you're going, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Is that sanctioned by God or is that just speaking out of your head? He said, do not add to it. He's calling the shots here. We are merely the vessels. He wants to keep us from getting so beat up if we'll listen to Him. The Lord said to ask Him about things that are troubling us. That was from you. Troubles get your emotions all riled up. You start speaking emotionally. A lot of times negatively. And I go and I say that. Yesterday when I listened to that about Scott Peterson, oh, it was just horrible what I felt. The things that were said. And I felt like the Lord said, I'm not asking you to engage in that battle. But you listen to that, and that opened you up. So I said, enough said. He's not asking us to engage in any of the affairs of the world. I don't care what President Trump says or anybody else, what's going on, and you ought to do this and you ought to do that. If God doesn't say it, we don't do it. And that's kind of the way the Lord put it to me. If you're going to do successive warfare, you got to follow the general. You got to listen to his orders and do his orders. Not let your emotions and all the stuff that goes with that get in the way. Okay, that's it on that.